iRockRadio.me, real rock and real variety. It is Jay Hunter. I am at the Chameleon Club for the upcoming concert that we have here. We are proud to have right now as our guest the lead singer of a band that's been around for 20 years now.
Yeah.
20 years. Not only stood the test of time, but also way ahead of the curve when you guys came out in 1997 on your 10th album.
Well, right now I'm on my 9th.
Oh, it's the 9th.
Yeah, 9th. Oh. The 10th one's coming up.
All right. I guess I saw some EPs and live albums and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, okay. Yeah, there was an EP.
And if you don't recognize the voice from the interaction that's going on right now, it's the lead singer. I'm talking about the band Nonpoint, who is on tour in support of their album, The Poison Red, that's still on tour for it right now. Elias Soriano.
Yes, Soriano. That's right.
What has been going on? I know you've been on tour now for what seemed to me as though forever.
Yeah, that's why we're taking a break coming up soon. Yeah, we're finishing up the cycle with the Poison Red. Started with the Disturbed run, and then we did Escape the Fate. No, Alter Bridge.
Alter Bridge, I was going to say.
Yeah, and then Escape the Fate, and then a couple headlining shows, and then now.
And you hooked up with Hinder now,
yeah,
right?
Just to do a couple of weeks with those boys as we finished off the cycle for.
What's it been like on the road? Because I mean, honestly, what it seems to have been, at least from my perspective, which I've loved seeing it and hearing all this new music, was literally you put together an album, you go on tour. And before you know it, you're recording a new album, and all of a sudden, poof, here's a new album, and you're on tour supporting that new album again.
Seems like it. The last three seemed like that. That's really why we're taking a break. The last three records were really back to back to back. So, we haven't really stopped for about 4 years, 5 years. So we want to give it a break.
That has to be exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
But at the same time, exhilarating that you...
Yeah, people want new music. We give them new music, you know.
Who are some of your inspirations to say, hey, you know what? I think that's something that I wanna do. I wanna pursue.
A lot of the music that I grew up listening to, I grew up a lot of classic rock stuff. When it comes to what really drove me to start singing, but as far as influence on what I do, it really comes from my catalog of the music that I enjoy and what music really drives me. To want to get excited about jumping in the booth or getting behind the the microphone, it changes. It could be a cool song, it could be a life moment that all of a sudden makes me decide that I need to get behind the computer and start putting some stuff down.
Well, I know you're very big with storytelling in regards to thinking of your core audience when you're telling a story or looking to help people with certain scenarios.
That's my personal end goal all the time. Band at the end of the day, when you're working at this level, it becomes a business. So, but there's a heart behind it that you really kind of got to take care of. And for me, it's really the message of the band. So right. I try to make sure that lyrically and melodically I'm appealing to the people that I want my message the message of the song to get out to. So, if it happens to fall on ears that weren't meant to hear it, then it starts to become more of the part of the business side of things and getting them to want to
right.
hear it again. So, the business drives everything up, obviously, when it comes to infrastructure, but it's really the music that makes it happen or not.
So what about coming up? I was thinking about maybe playing a song off the Poison Red, whether Divided Conquer Them or Generation Idiot. Is there a one or the other, or maybe even a favorite off of that album that really hits home with you that you'd like to play and talk about?
I would think each one of those songs has its own thing. Generation Idiot is just a call to alarm for not just, it's not the youth, it's everyone. Everyone's really becoming guilty of it, of the anchor of your phone and of technology in general becoming
guilty.
your only means of true entertainment. and it tends to water down life experiences, like concerts. You know, I'm guilty of taking pictures and taking video clips of parts of a show, but do I videotape a whole song or annoy the person behind me by them staring at my arms and my phone the entire show while they try to look through my arms and my phone at the show in front of
right.
me? You know, that kind of stuff is that's really what Generation Idiot was about. It's you know, letting people know world's passing you by in front of you and you're watching it on your phone. You know, it's, if you look up from your phone, you'll see everything that's going on.
Should we play that one right now? Should we play Generation Idiot?
Yeah.
Would you like to do the honors?
Sure. This is our track, first single off of our record, The Poison Red. This song is called Generation Idiot on iRock Radio.
iRockRadio.me, real rock and real variety. It is Jay Hunter still here with the lead singer of Nonpoint, Elias. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us and sharing a little bit of insight on Generation Idiot.
No problem.
So over the course of time, I mean, geez, 20 years, there aren't that many bands that can say they've been around as long as you guys have.
Yeah.
What would you say, what has helped you over the course of time with, you know, the changes in music, just the music business in general? I mean, you've gone from CDs to MP3s to pretty much, I don't know, would you say album sales certainly have dropped and bands have to look at other forms of income for...
Yeah, that's the business, you know. The formats change, you know.
Because you have bands,
tapes
classic rock bands that are saying rock is dead. I say it's altered.
No, I don't think rock is dead. I just think the way that they were used to getting rock in their catalogs and in their homes is changed. But I mean, everything changes, man.
So what
music has only been sold for what, 60 years, 70 years total?
Right.
It's like people can't really bitch about something that hasn't been around long enough for them to say,
right,
you know,
right.
CD. Think about CDs. CDs literally came out when I was in high school. So they haven't really been around that much to really say, hey, you know, that's like saying, you know, boy, the cost of Model T's, you know, the sales of Model T's has really gone down. It's because, you know, they don't make them no more, man. Shit's got better. There's a Ford Focus out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
That's the way it you kind of have
smart
to
car.
Look. You have to, yeah, you got to look at it that way. You can't live too much in the past. I was guilty of it. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, you know, about this, and I was on your side of things, like, what's up with record sales, what's up with this? And when you look at it at that perspective, it really, really does change your mind about things and realize that, hey, consider yourself lucky. You came up in a time where record sales did sell by CD and by tape and by record because it was the only way to fucking get it. You know,
right,
of course
right.
It's gonna be that way. You know, now because there's a million different ways to get it and a different million ways to hear it that you don't necessarily have to pay for it, you know, it's giving people the opportunity to purchase it in a way that suits them. And there's more ways to own it now.
Well, one of the things I've noticed about you guys, and I mean, other bands do it too, but you know, some bands, and I won't mention any names, but some bands, it kind of leaves, some fans don't care, some fans, it puts a sour taste in their mouth that, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, this band charges $50 just to, you know, walk through a line and shake their hand, get a picture taken. Mm-hmm. You guys do that at your merchandise booth just for the sake of meeting the fans.
Yeah.
But then you do something to replace some of that income that used to be from album sales. You give them an experience that most people don't get, and that's a special private VIP acoustic performance,
right.
what you did today, and mm-hmm. I guess what you've been doing on this tour. I just think that's amazing.
Yeah, well, we do it a lot for radio stations,
mm-hmm.
and it's become very popular with our band for some reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, more work for me, bro. I'm the one that has to actually sing it. But
it gives you that intimate experience.
But it is what we require of ourselves to ask for more money to do something for that kind of experience. It's I don't think charging somebody for a signature is very, very I mean, for a certain kind of people that are performing at a certain kind
for
50 of level.
Years and they're Hall of Famers.
Well, that,
and,
whatever, so, I mean, they can't stand in line for everyone. They'd be there all night long. They'd probably spend more time signing than they did performing.
Right.
So you know, for us, you know, we have our shows. We it's easy for us to stand in front of 1,000 people and say hey and let them get in a line and wait for our pictures or our signatures, and you know, we're willing to get on a one-to-one basis with them right after the show where it's, you know, most effective.
Before you go, we want to do something real quick, just little quick things. We call them three quickies and an afterthought.
Okay.
It's, we give you some options and then you just spout out the first answer that comes to your mind.
Sounds good.
Vacation getaway, camping, cruise, or staycation at home?
Staycation.
Staycation.
Yeah.
You're a homebody.
Okay. Yes.
Adult tunes, Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park?
Family Guy.
And obscure foods. One's probably not that obscure, but raw oysters, liver and onions, or chocolate-covered grasshoppers?
Raw oysters.
You like them?
Love raw oysters.
Well, okay. Well, that wasn't much of obscure, was it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't at all.
Afterthought, last practical joke that you played on a band member or they played on you while on tour? I guess I should have asked, do you guys play jokes on each other? I would assume
you
kind
of do. Yeah, we not so much. That tradition's slowly starting to die, unfortunately. Well, fortunately, actually, because it kind of ruins the show sometimes for some fans when they don't know it's the last night of the tour. But we've done everything. We've done it. We've decorated the inside of a bus in Easter decorations once, which was pretty crazy.
Oh.
And hid Easter eggs everywhere. That was pretty fun.
All right. last question then. Well, because I was going to say what's coming up for you guys, but a long break before putting together a new
break.
Album. So congratulations, very well earned.
Thank you.
And we play a lot of indie bands on the station. We do it during regular rotation. We call them My Rock Indies, and a lot of them are listening right now. They would like to know what kind of advice you would have for them, bands that are just starting out or they've been around for like, you know, the past 5 years, successful in the area, but looking to break that glass ceiling.
Don't be lazy and do it yourself. That's the best advice I can give you, is that you can get a lot more accomplished on your own. And if you get yourself to a certain point where people become interested in you, mm-hmm. then you probably don't need them.
So are you saying don't go with a management company? Don't like.
No,
what,
I'm saying
what,
go,
what do you mean by
go
do
with
on
what
your own?
Suits you,
okay.
But know that there's a lot of things that you can do on your own.
Okay.
You know, and don't be lazy and figure it out.
All right.
Smartest way to do it.
You heard him. Elias from Nonpoint, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, man.
All right. Have a great show.
Thanks,
and
sir.
Enjoy your break after this tour is done.
I plan to.
All right.